The protocol has 4 levels. Level 1 only requires masks in labs or other instructional settings that require close contact. Level 4 requires masks both indoors and outdoors. The 6 university presidents offered their support for the approach and agreed to start the semester at level 3, which requires masks in all public indoor spaces like classrooms and administrative offices. SDSU President Barry Dunn supports the move in addition to other mitigation efforts his campus has already taken.
I believe in my gut, let alone my brain, that this is the most prudent approach to get us to the end of November and get those pharmacists and nurses and engineers and teachers propelling them through towards graduation.
Some regents were hesitant to support a mask requirement. Regent Kevin Schieffer asks President Dunn why encouraging masks isn't enough.
And that really goes to the heart of my question about why you could not achieve most of this by asking and leading as opposed to ordering.
Because the evidence across America, with all due respect, Regent Schieffer, is that young people have not responded to doing it for grandma, doing it for an old president.
In the end, the board unanimously approved the protocol, though it may revisit the specifics of each level at its meeting in August. Campuses are able to individually move among the different levels depending on local public health situations. BOR Executive Director Brian Maher has the authority to approve or deny campus requests to move to another level. The protocol also includes enforcement guidelines for the mandate, starting with an informal correction and ranging up to an official report to the Student Conduct Office. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jackie Hendry.